Time for a takeover of the broadcast here on KUKU 100.3 for another chapter in Willow Springs Bears Sports. Taking you into the game, this broadcast wouldn't be possible without these sponsors. G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, MSU West Plains, West Plains Bank and Trust, Brigitte Tire Service, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, and Simmons Bank. Now let's get you into the game to hear from our play-by-play pros, Marty Spence and Larry Spence.
Thank you, and good evening from Ava in Douglas County, home of the Ava Bears. The Willow Springs Bears are in Ava tonight, Bear versus Bear, as these two teams get together and match up for the third time this year. And seems like it always happens that way. The Bears from Ava meet the Bears from Willow in multiple times each year just because of scheduling, that sort of thing. So anyway, here they are again. Stratford Tournament, Sparta Tournament, and now the SCA. 1-1 on the year. This is kind of a den of nightmares for the Willow Springs Bears coming over here to play. I distinctly remember 2 years ago when we were here. And that was a nightmarish game, Marty. It was, and I was talking with Coach Forrest and Coach James on my way up, and they were reminiscing about that game, not in a good way. And I think there was about one foul called against Ava in that game, and Willow ended up losing a tight one, a low-scoring affair. And even back to the Coach Wilson era, this has been a place where Willow just cannot seem to get a win in Douglas County, and they're going to need to do that tonight if they want to stay in the conversation for the SCA championship and some bragging rights as well here as a team that Willow has split with so far, like you mentioned. And it's good to have Larry back as Megan and Katie filled in admirably for you, but good to have the original back with us. And you've missed a lot since you've been gone.
Yeah, I understand that the Bears have been playing some tight ball games.
That's an understatement. It has been a wild, I think, five games that that you've been gone, and two of those were overtimes. We had heartbreakers. We had thrillers. We've had a little bit of everything, and the Bears coming in at 14-9, 3-1 in the SGA. They can still claim a share of the conference championship, but they're going to have to beat Ava tonight, and looking ahead, you got to beat Mountain Grove
on Tuesday
as well. Liberty and Thayer still have yet to play each other. Salem will play both of those teams. So there's some opportunities for Willow, and that's talking to Coach Forrest after that Salem game. That was such a dramatic win for the Bears, and you lose that, and all of a sudden these games don't mean as much.
Well, you're done as far as the conference race.
Right. Yeah. So like you mentioned, third time playing each other, Willow won the first time in the Stratford tournament, 52-47. That was back on December 5th. Ava won just a couple of weeks ago in the Sparta tournament, 58-53. So both five-point contests, and you'll notice both winning scores were just 50-some points, and that's key, I think.
Yeah.
The Bears, I think, are going to want to speed this up. Coach Jenkins does a really good job, another young coach, and he got to coach against his dad in the Sparta tournament at Gainesville. I think dad got the win there, but he comes from a good coaching tree, and he wants to slow it down. He realizes he doesn't have a Colby James that can just go out there and produce points. So their defense has given the Bears fits in the first
game. It has.
Even with that win in the first game, that's not how the Bears want to play.
Right.
And I think according to plan anyway would be for Willow to try to speed this game up and get up and down the floor a little bit.
Well, and I understand while I was gone too that Colby James broke the record for scoring at Willow Springs, and that was a pretty big deal.
Absolutely. Surpassed his dad, which is a cool point to that story as well. And I was sitting in front of Robert that night when that happened, and in true James fashion, they said, well, that's good. We want to get it out of the way before Liberty was the next game up. But, yeah, Colby put on a great show, scored over 40 points that night. Scored over 40 against Liberty, and man, that was heartbreaker of all heartbreakers, and I don't want to talk about that anymore. But Willow has
has been a little up and down since he's been gone, but trending in a good direction. And as Katie and I talked on Tuesday, you know, I remember Coach Wilson always saying, you know, you want to be peaking, and all coaches probably say this, you want to be peaking at district time, and you want to go into districts with some momentum, and I think the Bears are trying to get there. District seedings were announced earlier this week. I don't have the girls yet, but the boys kind of went as we had expected. If Willow would have beaten Liberty, they probably would have had the top seed, but instead it's Liberty with the one, Willow is the two. Both those teams will get a bye in the first round, so Willow will match up against the 3-seed Thayer or the 6-seed Cabool. So you're probably looking at a Willow-Thayer rematch in the semifinals, and makes it tough. You got to go through Thayer and Liberty if you wanted to win the district championship, but it's supposed to be tough.
Right? Well, and that was you didn't mention it, but that's the first time we've beaten Thayer in quite a while,
yeah.
Too. I remember the last time we beat Thayer was on the Willow Springs court on that Mumford gym. And it's been, that was back in Coach Wilson's era, so it's been a while, and that was a big win, too, beating Thayer.
Absolutely. Really important win for the Bears if you're going to, you needed one of those. Liberty
yeah.
or Thayer, you needed to get one of them, and the Bears got one to stay alive. That district tournament will be in Kabul for the boys. The girls are going to be in Houston, so it's a flip-flop from what it was a year ago.
Who so knows how they figure that out?
If you're making plans, there you go.
Yeah.
Thayer and Willow probably the 1-2 seed on the girls' side, so should be some fun basketball come district time, but we've still got a little over a week of the regular season left to play, and we are going to pause for the national anthem. Come back in 2 minutes for your starting lineup and play-by-play. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Your hometown grocer in downtown Willow Springs is now Cash Saver, and it's good news for your wallet. Cash Saver is groceries at cost plus 10%, a pricing format that saves you money every time you shop. You'll still find fresh meats with a full-time butcher, fresh produce, and the same friendly local service you trust. Starting January 1st, Cash Saver will be open 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. 7 days a week. Same hometown store, smarter savings, G&W Foods Cash Saver, downtown at Willow Springs.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
I thought college was out of reach. Too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
This is Solomon Cornelius, owner-broker of Monarch Realty. At Monarch Realty, we work with many others in the industry, lenders, inspectors, title companies, and yes, other realtors, to provide professional real estate services for both buyers and sellers. How you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Ready for our starting lineup.
So number two is sophomore Talon Harvey. Number 11 is junior Grant Swatish. Number 20, 6'1 sophomore Fisher Melton. Number 23 is 6'1 sophomore Kenneth Smith. And number 24 is 6'2 junior Swatish. Riley Jenkins is the coach of the Ava Bears in their home whites with the blue and gold trim. I can hear myself again, so that's refreshing. And the Bears will stick with their same starting five they've had since you've been gone, I think. Grady Friga has entered that starting lineup since you were last with us. And Grady's done a nice job giving the Bears some rebounding and some toughness inside.
Good rebounder. And
you'll see McGinnis and Dean on the floor as well. Bears in their road maroons. The rubber match between Willow and Ava. Brady James will jump against Melton, and it's Brady winning the tip, and we're underway from Douglas County. Colby into the front court, gives it up to Thompson, works it around, left side for Brady James. Puts it on the floor, crosses it over, gives it up to Colby on the left wing. Colby goes to work, pull-up jumper, good. Free throw line jumper, flashes home for Colby, and the Bears want to press a little bit. Ava breaks it, get it quickly into the block. Now they're going to kick it out long to Harville, back up top to Pitt. Right side for Swatted. The Bears go to a man defense. Harville drives, gets to the block, puts up a shot, partially blocked, out of bounds. I think Thompson got a piece of it. It'll stay with Ava. 2-0 Willow, 45 seconds into the ball game. Ava will inbound on the baseline. They'll lob it in. It's tipped by Colby, and he steals it in the backcourt. Colby's got a 3-on-2. Gets to Thompson. Layup is blocked out of bounds by Melton. Gives Fisher Melton a lot of credit. He came back in a hurry to block that shot. And Willow will have it on the baseline. Turnover on Ava, but Willow couldn't convert on the break. We'll try to draw something up here on the inbound. Give it to Thompson. Back to Colby. Colby takes the screen to the top of the key. Picks up quickly. Picks up the dribble. Fires to Lee. Back up top to Brady James at the logo. Brady to the top. Lob it over to Lee. Lee tips it back to Colby. Jumper. Good. Boy, Colby looks good early.
It's hot right now.
And it's 4-0 to Willow. Ava breaks the press. They've got a man wide open underneath. Lays it up and in. It's Brock Swatted with the two. That's the danger of the press. You're going to give up some open layup if you can't get the ball stopped. 4-2 with the Willow lead. Ava's on the board. 6:30 to go first quarter. Lee holds it above his head. Puts it on the floor. Hands off to Brady James. Brady has it tipped, stolen. Grant Swatted. Going to try to go coast to coast. Layup is blocked by Friga. Ball is saved for a moment by Ava. They get it back. Rotate it to Pitts. He lays it up and in. Ava, good hustle points there. And we're tied at 4 apiece. Bears trying to press. So far, Ava's handled it pretty well. Lee gets bumped at the top of the key. No whistle. Lee takes off. The block, pull-up, jumper, good. But Willow is shooting a high percentage to start the game, and there's Caden Lee nearly stealing the inbound. Ava gets it in, and they want to run. Swatted across midcourt. Dip it into the corner for Brock Swatted. Takes it to the paint, blocked, and fouled by Friga. And Brock Swatted will go shoot a couple of free throws. That was our first foul.
First foul in the ball game. Team foul number one, personal foul number one on Friga.
Swatted's first free throw is in and out. Tough roll for Brock Swatted. Bears coming in 14-9, 3-1 in the conference. Ava at 9-14, and 1-3. So reverse record for these two teams, but it doesn't matter when they play. Second free throw is good. It's 6-5 Willow. Lee has to go off of his toe for a second, but he gets it back, gives it to Colby at the logo. Colby crosses over. Big jump. Top stood up. Gives it back to Brady. Wants a three up top. It's short. Rebound comes out long to Pitts. Pitts across midcourt. Pitts backs into the block. Needs some help. Ball is tipped. It's saved by Swatted. Work it over left side in the corner for Melton. Drives in the paint. Puts up a runner. Won't go. Friga with the rebound. Hands it to Colby. Across the timeline. Colby crosses over. Pushes one up from the paint. Rims out. And Ava's got the board. 6-5 Willow. 4:40 to go first quarter. Harville all the way to the paint. Puts one up. And that's got to be a charge.
Let's see what the call
it
is.
I think it was Thompson that was definitely set down
there.
Harville went airborne, and that made it an easy call. for the official.
First team foul on the Ava Bears.
Will not comment on that.
Not yet. Not yet.
6-5. Little by one. Halfway through the first quarter. Colby walks it across midcourt. Slows things down a little bit for Bears. Give it to Lee. Up stops to Brady. Right side for Thompson in the corner. Colby. One-on-one with Melton. Pulls back for a long two. It's off the mark. Rebound Ava. Ava is doing a nice job on the board early. On the right side. Back at the Swadesh. Swadesh in the paint. Puts it into the corner. Three ball is good by Jacob Lobb, who has stepped into the game. And he killed the Bears in one of the games this year. I don't remember which. Was this Trapper?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's a good three-point shooter. Gives Ava their first lead of the night. Caden Lee wants to answer. Left side, three ball, no good. Rebound Ava. Brock Swadesh is collecting rebounds on the other end. Ava gets it down to the baseline and then juggles the ball, throws it off of Caden Lee. It'll stay with Ava on the baseline. And I see what the Bears want to do with the press, but it's not effective right now.
No. Ava's getting the ball down too quickly.
Yeah.
Setting up for good, easy shots.
Brock Swadesh on the right side. Ava leading by two. He'll give it to Harville. Harville backing in on Colby. Tips it back, top of the key. Stood up, tipped away. Harville back to get it. Inside, Brock Swadesh on the block. Shot partially blocked from behind by Brady James. Bears come away with it. The Maroon Bears. Lee to the block. Picks up the dribble. Needs some help. Back to the basket. Gives it to Colby. Colby tips it out to Lee. Up top to Thompson, left side for Brady James. Brady goes baseline. Tough shot, splashes off. Brady, from our view, up here in the corner of the bleachers, looks like he was behind the back. I think he was. 8-8. 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Harville goes to the right side for Lobb, who is trapped. Bounces up top of the key for Swadesh. Swadesh, left side, throw it in the middle, and it's tipped by Brady James into the hands of Frigga. Willow back to the way to regain the lead. Colby spots for three. Missed it. Rebound Ava. Harville across midcourt. Throw it ahead to Lobb. Lobb gets to the free throw line. Dishes to Melton on the left wing. Melton to the free throw line. Pivots and loses the ball. Just lost the handle on it as he's trying to make a move and cut to the block. And turnover on Ava.
Third turnover on the Ava Bears. Willow's only had one so far, but the Ava Bears were really out-rebounding the Bears. Right now, 5-1.
Yeah, that's your stat. Willow not getting any second opportunities. Brady James in the corner. Willow works it around the horn, gets it to Colby. Colby trapped in the corner, lobs it back to midcourt for Lee. Under 2 minutes to go in the quarter. Colby gets loose, backpedals to the logo, and he'll give it to Lee. And again, Ava doing a nice job defensively to slow Willow down. Thompson, cross court to Brady, tries to go into Frigga. Frigga on the baseline, tip it back to Colby. Colby fakes the three, now he'll take it right side, parries it. Colby James sets the Bears up by three, 90 seconds to go in the quarter.
Each team now has their first three in the game.
Lob. Give it up to Richards. Into the game now for Ava. Richards pass tip stolen by Lee. Easy layup. And the Bears go up by five. Biggest lead of the night. And a defensive steal by Caden Lee as the Bears have taken off the full court press. And they look at half court, and that's working better as Brady James tips it out of bounds. It'll stay with Ava, but good active hands for Willow. I think our battery may be fading.
We got any?
So we'll try to switch at the quarter. Ava with the inbound. Give it a head fake. Cross court pass to Harville for three.
In and out. There it went.
still there, Jack?
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance agent Robert Hollis.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
All right, got new batteries. We're ready to go for the second quarter. Bears up 13-8 after one quarter. Ava will have the ball as we start this second stanza.
Pitts has got the ball, and I could hear much better. Probably should have recognized that we were low there before it happened, but all is well. Ava's got it. On the block, Swadesh pushes one up, won't go. Rebound tipped by McGinnis into the hands of Colby, and the Bears trying to extend their lead. Colby to Lee on the right side. Big jump stop in the paint. Gets it back out to Thompson. Thompson gets into the paint. He'll hand it to Brady James. Give it back to Thompson, right side for Lee. Lee attacks. Tried to go to McGinnis. Tipped out of bounds by Swadesh. It'll stay with Willow. Just underway, second quarter. Willow leading by five. And in the middle of a 7-0 run. Ava had an 8-6 lead. Willow has regained control here early in the second quarter. Colby at the logo. Back pedal, takes screen, got bumps, and a rare whistle. Jacob Lobb will be called for the foul.
That'll be the second team foul on the Ava Bears in the game. The first this quarter. First on lob.
Caden Lee will inbound at midcourt. Give it to Colby, and the Bears will reset 2-3 zone for Ava. The matchup variety. Thompson bounces it to McGinnis at the free throw line. He'll give it to Colby running through. Jumper good and one. What a shot that was by Colby as Melton came in late. And got a piece of him. Colby's still able to drain the shot, and he'll have a chance at a three-point play.
Foul on Melton, so that's the second team foul of the quarter on the Ava Bears.
Free throw is good. 16-8. Willow on a 10-0 run. Change the look of this game considerably since midway in the first quarter.
Pressure,
and there's Colby reaching from behind, gets a steal, and back come the Bears. Colby to the block, to the basket, misses it. Good move. It just rimmed out. Pitts with the rebound. Lob it over to Swadesh on the left wing. Back to Pitts at the top of the key. Lob right side. Ava needs a bucket, but they get a steal. Thompson intercepts it to Colby, to the block, lays it up and in. A round lob. And Willow on a 12-0 run. And Coach Jenkins will take a timeout.
That's probably a good timeout by the Bears.
Ava, her second time away. 18-8 Willow. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
6:25 left to go in the half now, and the Bears up by 10, 18-8. And Marty, you said they were on a 12-0 run.
Yeah, Ava had a 8-6 lead.
It's true.
And since then, it's been all Willow. Ava has it after the Coach Jenkins timeout. Marvel gets stripped up in the paint and fouled. That'll be a first team foul on Willow
this half, or this quarter.
And McCullough on Thompson. Ava will inbound on the baseline. Harville slaps it, looking underneath instead of go to Pitts in the corner. Pitts lobs it in. There's Swadesh. Open layup is good. Good execution there for the Ava Bears, and they get back on the board after Willow was on a 12-0 run. 18-10, Willow, 5:50 to go first half here in Douglas County, a very hard place to get a win. Thompson, going to go baseline, pass cut off. He'll give it to McGinnis under the basket. Holt back to Brady James. Free throw line jumper is offline, and Pitts comes away with the board. Pitts quickly ahead to Swadesh. Clear it back to Harville at the free throw line. His pass tipped, loose. McGinnis had it, taken back, and it's still being knocked around. Lee comes away with it, gets to Brady James. Brady finds McGinnis on the block, puts it up. Nobody's fouled. And Holt will go shoot a couple of free throws. Lots of contact there.
Holt was fouled twice on that shot. He was. He carried one on his back when they got the other foul. So who they give the foul to? I think they're going to give it to Richards.
Yeah. That'll be his first. Richards, the 5'10 sophomore. McGinnis' free throw is no good off the back of the rim. McGinnis, the James brothers, Lee and Thompson, five on the floor for the Bears. Leading by eight with about 5 minutes left to go in the half. Second free throw is good by Holt. Puts Willow up by nine.
Hit.
Walks it across midcourt. Bears will go half-court trap this time. Swadesh, cross-court pass to Pitt. Tries to go back to him, and it's Brady James intercepting the pass. Lee to Colby. Layup is good. Great ball movement by the Bears. Quick passes, and Colby puts the Bears up by 11. Harville breaks the defense. Gets it ahead. Swadesh shot no good. Partially contested there by Lee. McGinnis with the rebound. Lee into the front court. To the basket, gets blocked and saved from going out of bounds by Pitt. And they're going to give Brady James for a hand check there. And I don't mind that. Willow's being very aggressive, and this is the kind of game where I think that will pay dividends.
Mm-hmm.
Might as well. You know, you're going to pick up a few fouls, and that's okay.
Yeah. As long as you don't foul somebody out.
That's
the area you don't want to get into.
That is the second on Brady James. Second team foul this quarter on the Bears. Harville bounces it to Swadesh up top. Gives it to Melton. Takes one dribble. Wide open three by Harville is no good. Rebound comes out long to Brady. He's got one-on-one to the block to the basket. Layup is good. Puts Willow up 23-10. Halfway through the second quarter. Swadesh trapped. In trouble. And gets it away to Harville just in time at the logo. Look at the pitch in the corner. Going to go baseline. Shoves off. Gets it to Swadesh. Count it and one. Good move by Brock Swadesh, the 6'2 junior. And for the Bears, a half-court trap, I think, is working well.
Better turnovers. Better than a full court. Yeah,
Ava's had a turnover issue here in the first half.
Thompson picked up his second foul, third team foul of the quarter on the Bears.
Caden Adams is going to make a rare first half appearance for the Bears. I don't mind that.
I don't think we mentioned the JV game yet.
Oh, my goodness, we should.
What an exciting game that was. Adams played a key role in that one.
Free throw is no good. Rebound tipped, though. Swadesh has it. Gives it to Lob. Puts it up and in. So they didn't get the free throw, but they got something better, a basket. It's a four-point play for the Ava Bears. 23-14. Willow back in front by nine. Brady to the block, puts up a runner, goes down. Tough shot. Brady gets it to fall. 25-14 Willow. Swatich on the right side. Give it to Lobb. They've gotten away with a travel. He'll tip it into the corner for Melton. Goes in the paint, puts up a runner. No good, but he's fouled. And Melton will go to the line to shoot a couple of free throws here.
Now the fouls are starting to mount up against the Bears from Willow. That's their 14th foul of the quarter, and we're 3:24 left to go. That foul was on McGinnis.
Free throw is no good by Melton. And Frigga will come in for McGinnis. Aver will be shooting the rest of the half. Anytime there's a foul. JV down by 15 in the third quarter. Yep. They come back and win it by one on a Bennett three-pointer. An exciting game. Colby across midcourt. He's got three white jerseys around him, and they turn him over. He was trying to go cross-court to Lee, and Staden had already cut by the time Colby threw the ball. And it's going to happen when you get into the corner and you get everybody coming at you. Bears turn it over.
Only the second turnover by Willow here in the first half.
10-point lead, 25-15, 3 minutes to go in the half. There's Swatis on the baseline, get fouled again.
Dude, now the fouls are mounting.
Yeah, I shouldn't have said anything about it. I don't mind fouls. Great.
That one's on Adams, I think. No?
Brady.
Ooh. Third foul on Brady James.
That's a big one for Willow. Brady will have to sit the rest of the half. Swatish's free throw is no good off the back of the rim. McGinnis comes back in, replacing Brady. So Lee, McGinnis, Adams, Frigga, and Colby James, five on the floor for the Bears. Second shot by Swatish is no good off the front of the rim. Frigga's got the rebound. No points, but they got Brady James out of the game for a while. Colby gives it to Caden right on the half-court line. Lee drives the paint, finds McGinnis wide open, count it, and one. Great vision by Caden Lee to see McGinnis open. And Holt's got a chance for a three-point play.
And that's 14th foul of the quarter for the Ava Bears. Second personal on Melton. Who's a big factor in the game.
Richards comes back in for Melton. Lee goes back to talk to Coach Forrest while McGinnis makes the free throw. 28-15. Willow back to a 13-point lead. It matches their biggest lead of the night. 2:45 to go in the half. Pitt bounces it on the baseline for Swatis. Swatis swings it back to Richards. To Swatis as it tipped around by Lee. It'll stay with Ava. Good effort by Caden Lee.
You mentioned the active hands earlier, and the Bears from Willow are really, really using the active hands to create some chaos in there.
Lob and a push off on Ava. It's going to be an offensive foul on the Ava Bears. So offensive foul, not a shooting foul. That'll be Ava's fifth. They'll put on full court press here against Willow. Holy.
Foul is on Brock Swatis.
Lob it to Caden Lee. Back to Colby. Colby pull up for a long two. Rims out. Holt McGinnis with the rebound. Missed it. And Ava comes away with the board. Good opportunity there, but Willow couldn't get it to go. Pitt has it on the block, lays it up and in. Good move by Penn and Pitt. Impressed with him all three times these two teams have played. Ava's got some good sophomores. Lee across midcourt, breaks the press. Under 2 minutes to go in the half. Willow leading 28-17. Colby at the logo. Crosses it over, pull up for the long two, in and out, rebound, Ava. Quickly down the floor, stood up on the block. Lob loses it, but it's out of bounds off Willow, and Ava will have it on the baseline. And I could hear Coach Forrest say, Colby from up here. Like, that's not the shot that Coach Forrest wanted at this point in the game. Ava with the inbound. Give it to Richards, picks up the dribble. Back to Brock Swatich. Here's a three-pointer by Lob, or Harville, rather. Missed it, and the tip off the back of the rim hits the top of the backboard. We will a ball.
Rebounding is really
off lopsided, though. The Ava Bears have 12, and the Bears from Willow have 6.
And not really taller than Willow. They're just a good rebounding team.
They're controlling the boards.
Jaden Adams bounces it to Frigga, wide open on the block, puts it up, count it, and 1.
As Pitts was late. Good job by Frigga hanging with it that time.
Hesitated, waited for a little contact, and he'll have a chance at a 3-point play. Willow goes up 30-17. James Dean comes in for Jaden Adams. Adams is a kid that's going to have a big role next year for Willow's going to have to find some scoring to replace Colby James. Free throw is no good off the back of the rim by Frigga. Willow for the 13-point lead, over a minute to go in the half. Pitt hands it to Richards in the corner. Lob wants the 3. Missed it. Rebound tip and saved by Lee. He'll hand it to Colby across midcourt. Colby to the free throw line has it tipped away. James Dean has it, puts it up, missed it. Rebound by Frigga, put it up, partially blocked. Ava comes away with it. Lob one-on-one against Lee. Spins on the block, gives it to Pitt. Shot up, nobody's fouled. And Kenan Pitt will go shoot a couple of free throws with 47 seconds left to go in the half.
Another foul. This one on McGinnis is second.
Kenan Pitt, 6'1 sophomore, free throw is good. Adams returns for McGinnis. Probably the most we've seen Coach Forrest use Adams in the first half this season. Free throw is good. Full court press by Ava. Brady James on the bench with 3 fouls. Colby and Caden Lee get it across midcourt. Lee draws the trap, finds Colby, right back to Lee at the top of the key with 30 seconds. This is usually where the Bears want to play for the last shot. Colby to Adams with 23. Back to Lee, over to Colby with 20. Colby puts it on the floor, gets to the logo with 15. Lee to Adams with 12, give it to Colby with 10. And now Colby will create with 8. With 7, Colby drives with 4, takes off and travels. He got tied up and took an extra step, so the Willow Bears turn it over. Kind of rare. That's the strength for Willow is running that last shot. Ava will try to get a long one off here. Lob will throw it, or Harville rather, 3/4 length of the court off the top of the backboard. No good. We're at halftime in Ava. Willow leading the Ava Bears 30-19. We'll come back and give you your halftime stats and preview district. Look at the SCA and get you caught up on all things Bear basketball in 3 minutes. Willow leading 30-19 at the half. Back in 3, you're listening to Bear basketball on KUKU.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from Bailey Chevrolet GMC is built to handle all of it with the strength, comfort, and reliability you can count on every day.
This is John Bailey inviting you to come on over and experience the Bailey Factor.
Bailey Chevy and GMC, home of the Bailey Factor.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
I thought college was out of reach.
too expensive, too risky, too much debt. Then I found Missouri State University, West Plains. Lower tuition, real support, real chances. A real affordable possibility. Now I'm building a future without burying my family in bills. Where do I want to be tomorrow? Confident, moving forward, and without a mountain of debt.
Missouri State, West Plains. New beginnings, endless possibilities.
Steve Airy knows what it takes to be a winner. That's why he chose Solomon Cornelius and his team of experienced agents.
How you're treated matters. If there's one thing I know, you can count on Corn. Monarch Realty, 417-469-2869 or 417-264-2330.
It is the mission of Cox Health Center in Willow Springs to be the best for the community we serve by showing safety, compassion, respect, and integrity. As part of that mission, our nurse practitioners are offering extended hours on most days beginning at 7:30 a.m. Our mission, vision, and values are at the core of everything we do every day. Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, located on Main Street next to Booster Field.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Halftime here at Ava. Willow Springs Bears playing the Ava Bears in a SEA conference game this time. Third time for these two teams to meet this year. And it's been a split so far, but the Bears have the advantage at halftime, 30-19 over the Ava Bears. Ava playing on their home court, though, and you got an 11-point lead. That looks good at halftime, and indeed it does. But second half can mean trouble for the Bears, and we've seen that happen from Willow. We've seen that happen before this year. So hang on to your seats. It'll be a good one before it's over with. Here's the way the scoring went in the first half for the Bears as Colby James led the way. He came out hot, got cooled off a little toward the end of the half, but wound up with 14 points for the half. Little brother Brady had 6 points in the game. Lee had 4. McGinnis had 4. And Frigga had 2 for Bears scoring. For the Ava Bears, they were led in scoring by Brock Swadesh, as you would expect. Teams try to work inside against the Bears, and it pays off for them. They have 7 points from Brock. And also 6 points from Pitts, who came in, started the game, actually, and played well. 5 points for Lobb, who came off the bench, and that guy really killed us up in Stratford. 1 point for Milton, and that's the scoring for the Ava Bears. Other team stats, Ava controlling the boards. They have 13 rebounds to 8 for the Bears. And turnovers, though, Ava has 8 turnovers, and the Bears have only 3. And the Bears outscored Ava in the second quarter, 17-11, to increase that margin to 30-19.
11-point lead the Bears here at halftime, and we remind you that our sideline sponsor tonight is Gentleman Jim's. Anytime you need a tow, call 417-934-6594. Gentleman Jim's, our sideline sponsor for Willow Springs Bear basketball, and the Lady Bears got to watch them last night. I think they went down 16-0. Start the game. It was a really, really rough start for the Lady Bears, but they got going, and Chloe and the girls got the job done. 53-47 was the final. Lady Bears with a win over Alton. They're now 17-5 on the year, 4-1 in the SCA. And next week, Bear fans can pretty much live in Mumford Gym. It's going to be actually between the girls and boys. There'll be 5 home basketball games next week. You've got the girls on Monday against Mountain Grove, the boys Tuesday against Mountain Grove, Thursday the girls against Kabul, and that'll be senior night for the girls. And then Friday, the girls have picked up one more game. They've got Norwood coming in to play before the boys play Kabul on Friday in their senior night. So tons of basketball in Willow next week. We will have 3 broadcasts for you next week, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. So big SCA matchup Tuesday against Mountain Grove for the boys.
and then we'll cover both of the senior night games on Thursday and Friday against Kabul. So tons of basketball next week as we finish up the regular season and look ahead toward district.
It'll be a flurry to the finish.
Yes. Yes.
For basketball fans here. And because, as you know, once February is over, basketball is usually over, too, unless they get into state play. So.
Right. Bears and Lady Bears really have a good opportunity when it comes to district time to make something happen and to advance on beyond district play. But
sure.
It's also going to be tough. The Lady Bears are looking at the Thayer Bobcats, and you've got that three-headed monster in the boys' district of Liberty, Thayer, and Willow, and I think any of those teams could beat either one of them on a given night. So it'll be a tough path for whoever comes out of the boys' bracket. And then the SCA is still a bit up for grabs on the boys' side of things. Well, on the girls' side, Willow really needs Thayer to lose, and I'm not sure that they're going to, but if they were to lose, then Willow would have a shot at a share of the SCA conference. For the boys, they really need Liberty to lose. Liberty 4-0 right now in the conference, and then you've got Willow, Salem, and Thayer all at 3-1. Mountain Grove's at 2-2, but Liberty has Houston, Salem, and Thayer still left on their schedule. They're playing Houston tonight, but next week will be pretty big for Liberty with Salem and Thayer. And then you've got Thayer with Salem, Ava, and Liberty, Thayer, and Salem playing tonight. That should be a pretty good ball game, I would think. So boys SCA is still a little bit in doubt as we head into the final week of the regular season.
And the Bears have to look out for Ava, of course, the rest of the game here. And then Mountain Grove always scares me.
Oh, yeah.
They're so athletic.
Mountain Grove, yeah, it's 2-2, and I think their season record is not that impressive, but they've got talent.
And they play some a tough schedule, too.
Yes.
Coach O's got them playing some big schools, and big-name schools. So
yep. They will play a style of basketball that is up and down the floor, and Willow will like that, but it can also invite
invite disaster, too. And one more note on the JV game. I don't know if we covered that. I don't think
probably
we
not as much as we should.
Quite as well,
it was quite
as we
a comeback.
It was quite a comeback. We walked in the gym. The Bears were down. I don't know. I remember the Bears
like 30-15.
It was 30-14 at one point, or 28-14, something like that. Anyway, Bears were down by 15 midway through the third quarter. The JV was, and then the JV started really attacking the ball. And turning over the Ava JV, and the Bears came back and went it in thrilling fashion. Last second shot by Bennett, the young freshman who got a three at the buzzer to win it 40-39. It was a thriller. It was a thriller.
It was. And that JV team, they've gotten better this season, and it's good to see them have success and win some games like that.
They have moments when you think, oh, this team's taken off, but then they regress a little bit. And then they come back. So I think the potential is definitely there.
Some of those kids are going to have to step up next year and join the varsity squad. The varsity is back to action here as we start the third quarter. Willow leading 30-19, and they'll have the ball. All starters back out there, with the exception of Brady James, who will sit with those three fouls. Coach Forrest not going to take that risk yet. Lee bounces to Thompson. Back to Lee at the top of the key. Lee at the free throw line. Give it to Colby. Free throw line jumper is good. Colby's back in the scorebook. Ava quickly down the floor. Melton, the Swadesh, feeds the other Swadesh for three. No good. Rebound Melton. He'll flip it up top to Harville for three. Missed it. Rebound comes out long to Colby on the run. Colby loses it off of his shoe. Out of bounds and a unforced turnover by the Willow Bears. You think about the Willow Springs basketball program with Colby and Chloe, you've got over 4,000 points in two players. That's just kind of crazy that both those kids would be in the same class. Brock Swadesh to the basket, missed it. And Caden Lee is there for the rebound, and he carries it.
Wow.
Travel just lost the dribble. He's going to call that a double dribble or whatever they want to call it. It's a turnover on the Bears. So back-to-back, really unforced turnovers by Willow.
Yeah.
When they could have been building on a 13-point lead. Willow defense has been solid tonight. Ava was just 19 points in the first half, and there's a foul. A reach-in as the Bears had David trapped.
Could be Thompson or it could be Colby, either one.
I'll give it to Colby. That's his first.
Yeah.
I think that would have been Thompson's third. Pitts will take it in the backcourt. Bounce it to Grant Swanish. Lob it over to Harville. Harville throws it underneath through the hands of Pitts. Out of bounds. Both teams have a little turnover-itis here in the third quarter.
A little rusty.
But the Bears have a 13-point lead. 6:40 to go in the third quarter. Colby will walk it across midcourt and go to work. Hands it to Thompson. Thompson at the free throw line. Gives to Lee. Lee over. Swanish goes down. Had to float it to get it over the big guy. The Bears go up by 15. It's their biggest lead of the night. Sits to Swanish up top. Swings it over to Grant Swanish. Grant to Pitts from the corner. Up top, Brock Swanish for three. Missed it off the back of the rim. Rebound tips out of bounds off of Ava into the bleachers. And it'll be Willow Ball.
I noticed Coach Jenkins sent the Ava Bears out quickly from the locker room. They didn't spend much time in there, so I don't know what he said, but it wasn't much.
Doesn't always have to be. Colby across midcourt for the Bears. 2-3 zone for Ava. Colby back to Thompson. Thompson gets in the paint and tips it out to McGinnis on the right wing. McGinnis back to Colby, being guarded closely by Melt. Colby, big jump stop in the paint. Floater, got it. Falling away from the basket.
You can't defend that.
Nobody better. Yeah, Ava did everything right.
Yeah.
Colby still wins. 36-19. Ava trapped, falling out of bounds. And, ooh, they call a foul on Willow? I didn't see much contact there at all. We had a bird's eye view of that one up here. That will be on Thompson. That's his third.
Yeah. Second team foul on the Bears from Willa in this quarter. None for Ava.
Jacob Love checks in for Grant Swanish. Ava with the inbound. Pitt bounces to Harville, top of the key. Harville looking for a screen. Dribbles left, gets to the free throw line, spin, has it knocked away, loose on the floor. Body fly, picked up by Brock Swanish. They'll rotate it back to Love for three. It's blocked by Lee. Into the hands of Friga. Lee with a blocked three-pointer there. And Willow with a chance to add to a 17-point lead with 5 minutes to go in the third. Thompson, nice feed to Lee, cutting to the basket, but he left it short. Rebound tips out of bounds off Melton.
Willow ball.
And it'll stay with Willow. But, man, Caden Lee had a great cut there. Just left it short. Willow will get another crack at it. Caden with the inbound gives it to Grady, who's fouled. From behind by Melton. And Willow will inbound again from the baseline. First foul of the half, or the third quarter on Ava.
Third foul on the team. Third personal on Melton. He's going to have to come out.
Richards comes in. This is a young Ava team, really. Lob is really the only senior. Inbound pass to Friga. Missed the layup. Great opportunity. Ava with the rebound. Quickly ahead to Lob. To Swanish, feeds Pitts, and that should have been a charge, but Brody didn't fall down. That's what he needed to do there.
He'll be number four on Brody.
I think he was set, but he didn't fall backwards. So he'll be called for the foul, and Pitts will go to the line for free throws. McGinnis, Friga, Thompson, Lee, and Colby, five on the floor. Free throw is good, and now Brady James will come in, replacing Brody Thompson. We've not seen Brady since the three-minute mark of the second quarter. He's got three fouls.
First point for Ava this quarter.
Pitts makes another. 36-21. Now Ava will come with the full-court press. Lee and Colby get it across midcourt. Lee attacks. Gives to McGinnis on the baseline. Swanish back to defend it. Give it to Colby off the glass and in. Colby cutting to the basket. Bears back up by 17, and now off the foot of Caden Lee is they had trapped Harville. That's all he could really do was throw it off the shoe of Colby James. Ava into the backcourt. Halfway through the third quarter was Willow leading by 17. Again, the half-court trapped by the Bears. Richards in the corner, trapped. Lob it to hits into the corner, lob it back to Swadesh under the basket, blocked by Frigga and fouled. Swadesh will go shoot a couple of free throws.
That's okay.
That would have been an easy two for Swadesh if he doesn't commit the foul. And that's Brady's first. That's been Frigga's picked up a lot of fouls, but tonight he's done a nice job staying away from the contact. Free throw is no good.
That is the fourth team foul on the Bears from Willow this quarter, and that's not good.
Second free throw is missed. Colby comes from behind for the rebound. Shortest guy on the floor. To Brady James, wide open three in the corner, missed it. Frigga with the rebound, missed it, but he's fouled. And Frigga will shoot a couple of free throws. That's one of those threes that he's just too wide open. You know, there was nobody even in sight of Brady when he shot that. Frigga with the offensive rebound and a chance for a couple of free throws here. With Willow leading by 17 halfway through the third quarter. Frigga's free throw is good.
He's a player that Brady was a player. He's a player that's seeing more action for me tonight than he had before I took a break.
Second free throw good. Yeah, they've really found something in Grady, and he's a kid that's really improved from his sophomore to junior year. He'll take a break, and James Dean checks in for the Bears.
Bears up by 19, 40-21.
All three seniors in the lineup right now for Willow. Tips has it on the left wing. Ribbles in, pass tipped, and McGinnis comes away with it. Dean got the tip. Bears back the other way with Colby James, leading by 19. Colby to the left side, give it to Lee. Lee to the free throw line. Pass cut off, he'll give it to Brady, top of the key, hands it to Colby. 3:30 to play in the third. Colby goes to work. Tip it to McGinnis on the right side. Holt in traffic, backs it off to Colby. Colby fakes the three, gives it to Brady. Brady backpedals to the left wing, and here goes Colby driving. In the paint, little teardrop won't go. Rebound Swadesh. There's you some time there, but don't come away with any points. Harville at the logo. Richards on the left side. Back to Harville. Pump fake from the logo. And he'll throw it inside and travel. As Lobb got tied up with McGinnis and took an extra step. Ava with another turnover. And the Willow defense has done a nice job of forcing some turnovers tonight.
Kind of balances out the rebound stat.
Brady James across midcourt, lob it ahead to Dean. Dean on the left side, back to Colby, wide open three up top, in and out.
Oof.
It went down and came right back out. Ava with the rebound and a foul called on Willow.
Dean
McGinnis,
with
the push. That'll be his third. And Ava will shoot free throws.
Ava has been limited to 2 points this quarter.
Those free throws,
yeah. I'm sure that's a pleasing stat for Coach Forrest.
Willow with a 19-point lead. Free throw is no good by Richard. I thought Willow needed to hit 60 points to win this game, but I'm not sure that they do.
I'm not sure if they can
at
this point.
Right.
But when your other team's at 21, it's okay.
Second free throw is good. Makes 1-2. 40-22 is the Willow lead. 2:45 to go in the third. Colby across midcourt. Give it to Lee on the right side. Lee in the paint. Floater. Got it. Nice little touch shot from the paint. Bears up by 20. Richards picks up the dribble. Throws it into the corner for Lobb. Backs it out to Grant Swadesh. Back into the game for the Blue Bears. Harville. The pits on the left side. There's keeping everybody out. Here's a three, long three. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds off Ava. It'll be Willow ball. And I like what the Willow defense was doing there, forcing everybody away from the basket.
Mm-hmm.
Willow into the front court. Brady James. Give it back to Colby. With 2 minutes left to go in the third. Colby hands it off to Lee. Lee drives in the paint. Tough runner. Won't go, but he's fouled. Dayton Lee will go shoot some free throws.
There's a two-minute warning of the third quarter. Foul is on Grant Swadesh, his first.
Free throw by Lee is good. It rattled around on the rim, falls through. Lee will have another. Second one is no good. Rebound tip, James Dean with the offensive rebound. Tip it back to Colby, and the Bears will take another shot. Colby in the paint, teardrop. Goes down. 45-22. Willow up by 23 points.
I wouldn't have believed it.
Late in the third quarter here in Ava. Pitt looking to go baseline. Tips it back to Grant Swadesh. Give it to Pitt. And again, nobody close to the basket for Ava. Pitt's going to drive in. Tries to force one up. Frigga with the block. Ava with the rebound. Give it to Grant Swadesh, who puts it up and in. Bears back the other way. Break the press. Colby ahead to Dean on the left wing. Dean clears it back to Colby. Colby at the free throw line. Give it to Lee with 1:10 to go in the third. Caden Lee to the left side. Needs some help and a timeout called by the bench. Coach Forrest will take a timeout. We've got a minute left in the third quarter. It's all Willow in Douglas County. They lead Ava 45-24. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUK.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains. It's where you'd send a friend. It's where folks come back again time after time. With a big city selection and a small town atmosphere. It's where a handshake still means something. Where you always get the best price. And get great buys from nice guys.
Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC in West Plains for great service and the best price.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
45-24, our score late in the third quarter. Bears with the ball. Dean takes the inbound, puts up a shot, no good, but he fouls. And Dean will go to the free throw line. Good inbound play for the Bears, trying to isolate the big senior. Couldn't get the shot, but he'll get a couple of free throws here with a minute 7 left to go in the third. Willow leading by 21. Dean's free throw is good.
First point of the night for James Dean.
Second free throw is no good off the back of the rim. Ava with the rebound. 22-point lead for Willow with a minute to go in the third. Alan Harville brings it into the front court. Dribbles to the left side. He'll give it to Pitts in front of the Ava cheerleaders on the far side. Swadesh at the free throw line. Grant Swadesh dribbles to the block. Trying to get one up. His pass tipped, stolen by Colby. Colby with the tip and steal. He'll bring it across midcourt. See if Willow wants to play for the final shot of the quarter here. Ava's coming out to guard him, so it might be a little tricky. Still 30 seconds to go in the frame. Colby back to Brady at the top of the key. Lee. The Bears reset now with Colby at the logo. Ava will stay right on their hip, though. They're not going to let him just run clock here. 15 seconds. Colby at the logo picks up the dribble, throws it into traffic, tips, gets it right back, open jumper, got it. Rattles home, still 6 seconds. Time for Ava here. Harville with three, back to Pitts with two, half-court shot, rims out. And we go to the fourth quarter. Willow has doubled up Ava, 48-24, back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUK.
If you have 10 minutes and online access, you're ready to open a new checking or savings account with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Already a customer? Just log into digital banking and click Add an Account, making the switch to West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Welcome. Simply visit westplainsbank.com and click Open Account. 24/7 convenience, FDIC insured, free debit card and e-statements. It's simple and convenient to open your account online with West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC.
Life is loud, chaotic, hilarious, and occasionally peaceful. Your life fits you, so why settle for life insurance that fits someone else? At Shelter Insurance, our local agents help you design a personal protection plan backed by award-winning customer service. We're your shield. We're your shelter. Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
For all your auto, home, life, and business insurance needs, see Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Fourth quarter underway already here at Ava with the Ava Bears with the ball, but trailing big. And then the paint shot up. No good. Partially blocked by Friga, and Colby James comes away with it. Colby all the way to the free throw line, dishes it underneath through the hands of Grady Friga and out of bounds. Colby tried a no-looker there, and I don't know that Grady was ready for it. Bears with a rare turnover, and boy, the third game did not play out like the other two did at all. Willow with a big lead here in the fourth quarter. It was a five-point game between these two teams, their first two meetings. Willow 1-1, Ava 1-1. Pitt gets loose under the basket, lays it up and in. Full court press coming by the Ava Bears.
They will not give up.
No, no. Coach Jenkins will have his team fight until the end. Brady James left side, pull back, three, got it. BJ from beyond the arc. And Willow goes up by 25. Melton on the right side. Tip it up to Brock Swadesh. Into the corner. Three ball by Lob is no good off the back of the rim. Friga with a rebound. Hands it to Colby. 6:50 to go in the ball game. Colby to the left side. Hands it to Lee. Right side for Brady James. Brady dribbles in. Spins. Needs some help. And gives it to Colby. And
timeout.
3 seconds in the lane.
Oh, okay.
And that's the right call. Turnover. Brady just too much hung up in there. Yeah. Couldn't get out.
Seven turnovers on the Willow Bears. But Ava has 12.
Willow won 52-47 in December. Ava won 58-53 in overtime a couple of weeks ago.
Well, that's just part of the tournament. We just don't need to
go back. We don't. Ava with the ball. Melton wants a three. Missed it. Rebound tipped to Friga. And Willow will bring it back the other way, leading by five.
By what?
By 25. Put the other number in front of that. Thinking of those five-point games the other two times you've seen play. Here's a steal by Harville on McGinnis to the block to the basket. Layup is good. Bears back the other way. 51-28. Brady James into the corner. Lee for three. Missed it. Rebound comes out long to McGinnis on the baseline to Friga, and a charge called. Good job by Talon Harville. I'm going to give him a acting award for that. I don't know that that was a charge. Friga will pick up his second foul, and Ava will get the ball. Trailing by 23, and Mitchell smiling at Coach Forrest as he questions that call. Harville into the front.
Still questioning the call.
Melton bounces it into the corner for lobs. Cross-court pass, tip, loose. Brady James picks it up on the fly to the right side, spins on the block, puts one up, gets fouled. And Brady will go shoot a couple of free throws.
Turnover number 13 on the Ava Bears. That's been a key, I think, and the Bears have really hustled tonight and put a lot of active hands out there on defense and created some stuff.
Brady's free throw is good. Our next game will be Tuesday night. Bears and the Mountain Grove Panthers back at home. Second free throw is short. 52-28 is the Willow lead. Ava works it into the paint and then lose the ball. Melton drops it. Brady James there to pick it up. Willow back the other way. Leading by 24. Colby to Grady off of his hands and out of bounds. And Willow turns it over.
They've been turnover-itis here for both teams in the fourth quarter.
Colby penetrated and tried to give it up to Grady and just wasn't ready for it. Ava into the front court with Harville. Tips on the left wing. Takes the dribble. Grant Swadesh right side for Melton. Melton's pass tipped by McGinnis. Picked up by Colby. Ahead to Lee. Lee back to Colby. Lays it up and in. Lee with a behind-the-back pass to Colby, who was trailing him. And he laid it up and in. That was pretty.
Little fans loved it.
Yes. They were up on their feet for that one. 26-point lead for the Bears. Harville, the jump stop in the paint, dishes out the pits for three. Off the mark, rebound. Ava Harville on the block, lays it up and in.
54-30. Willow with 4:30 left to play. Colby one-on-one with Melton. Blows past him in the paint. Floater won't go, though. Rebound tie up between Swadesh and Friga. Swadesh takes it. Gives it to Brock. Swadesh on the block. Lays it up and in. And a timeout by Coach Jenkins and Ava. Halfway through the fourth quarter, Willow leads Ava 54-32. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
The Ozarks Healthcare team cares about your athlete's health. That's why there's a doctor on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to care for the unpredictable injuries. Ozarks Healthcare has a team of 8 orthopedic, spine, and podiatry providers to care for your athletes. The OZH team sends best wishes to all athletes for safe play and exceptional sportsmanship. For more information about OZH Podiatry as well as OZH Orthopedic and Spine, visit www.ozarkshealthcare.com.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Just about halfway through the fourth quarter, 15 left to go in the game. Bears up 54-32, but kind of a ragged fourth quarter, Marty. It's not been real pretty, except for the Lee thing.
That was pretty. And that happened. You get up big.
Start trying to create when you should just settle, you know.
This is an Ava team that they're not going to quit on.
No.
They're going to keep coming.
No. Full court press right now.
Going to have to continue to put the pedal down here to close this one out. Still with a good lead halfway through the fourth quarter at 22 points. Full court press by Ava. Brady James at the logo. Gets to the top of the key. Give it to Colby on the left side. Colby backpedals. Melton comes out to guard him. He'll give it to Brody Thompson back into the game with 4 fouls. Brody's got his pocket pick. On the floor, and a timeout by Coach Jenkins before the travel call. So Coach Jenkins will keep the possession. Ava will have it when we come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
In the heart of the Ozarks, your vehicle is more than just a means of transportation. It's a statement of your personal style. At Frigga Tire, we understand that the right set of rims can transform your ride from ordinary to extraordinary. Whether you're cruising through town or tackling the back roads, our stylish rims are designed to make your vehicle stand out, reflecting your unique personality and taste. So why settle for the everyday when you can turn heads wherever you go? Frigga Tire. Style your ride.
Now back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back in Douglas County where the Bears lead Ava 54-32. Blue Bears with the ball after the timeout from Coach Jenkins. Going to go baseline, tip it out to Swadesh. Three ball is no good off the back of the rim. Melton, though, with the rebound. He'll clear it back to Brock Swadesh. Brock to the block, draws a foul. And Ava will take it out of bounds. On the baseline. Not sure who that's on.
Lee, I guess.
That's his second. Ava underneath her own basket. They'll throw it into Brock Swadesh to Grant. Give it up to Harville. Harville at the free throw line. Needs some help. Stood up and fouled by Colby. Little hand check. Not much contact there, but Colby will get whistled for it. Now they're going to call it on Dean. That's his first.
Okay.
I didn't think Dean was.
He was around. But
okay.
No, he was around.
Avon inbound. They'll lob it into the corner for Pitt. Looks right back inside of Harville. Harville on the block. Back out to Pitt. Pitt's with 3:15 to play in the ball game. Give it to Melton. Up top to Grant Swadesh. Their defense doing a nice job here, forcing Ava to work for an open shot. Ava needs to shoot, obviously. Down by 22. Pitt cross court to Melton. And Willow's just denying anything in the paint. And
yeah, Ava's
nothing easy.
Ava's taking too much time to get a shot off here.
Under 3 minutes. Melton takes the three. He'll take it inside. Tough shot from the block. Won't go. Rebound Colby. Colby races it across midcourt with 2:40 to go and bears up by 22 points. Lee hands it back to Brady James. Gives it to Colby. The Bears can do this all day, run the little motion offense. Brady James at the volleyball line. Now Colby Drives in, big jump stop, fadeaway jumper is no good. Dean, though, with the rebound, clears it back to Brady James. Brady to Colby in the corner, fakes the three, takes the long two, got it. Rattles in. The Bears are going to win one in Douglas County. Larry Spence is back and brings some magic with him. Sits on the block, put it up, missed it. Dean with the rebound, another 2 minutes to play.
Ava just hasn't been able to shoot the ball tonight. They've been off. They've really been cold.
Here's a foul. Melton fouls Colby James, and Chris Forrest will empty his bench, and Coach Jenkins will do the same. And Bear fans on their feet, giving their team a big round of applause for a good effort tonight. They knew what they had to do coming down here. And I know talking with Colby, he was a little bit of a chip on his shoulder after that last loss. In the Sparta tournament, Colby always looks like he's got a chip on his shoulder.
I think Sparta's just poison.
Yeah.
We're no reason to go to that tournament anymore.
I guess there was a timeout there. We'll just keep it right
146
here.
146 left to go in the game, so the end result is not in doubt. 56-32 Bears with a big lead here in the ballgame. So defense by the Bears has been superb tonight. They've held this team to 32 points, and that's less than 10 points a quarter. You know what Coach Forrest says about that.
Yeah, you do that, you're going to win. Bears this week had to go north to Dent County and then come down to Douglas County, two really hard places to go and get wins.
Two long road trips, too.
And they're a minute 46 from doing that, and then you go home and try to finish off the regular season with Mountain Grove and Cabool next week. Grove will be tough on Tuesday. We'll need a big, big crowd at Mumford Gym for that one on Tuesday against Coach O and the Panthers. There's JV in there. The minute and a half to play. Ava has their JV in as well, and they get the steal. Richards is not JV. He gets the steal, puts it up. No good, but he's fouled. And Richards will go shoot a couple of free throws. Let's see who the foul's on.
Foul is on Adams was first.
The fourth team foul on Willow. Richards at the line. Free throw is no good.
Ava's not been real good at the free throw line tonight either. They've missed more than they've made.
Second one is good. Makes one of two. 56-33. Caden Adams will bring it across midcourt. Eli Hopper. Trevor Hunsucker in there. Bennett, who had the bank three-pointer to win it for the JV, out there as well. Forrester loses the ball at midcourt, but he's fouled. And Willow will keep possession with a minute 13 to play.
Only the 13 foul on Ava this quarter, so Bears can't shoot free throws yet.
Inbound to Adams for three. Missed it short. Rebound tip. Adams comes away with it on the baseline to give it to Bennett. Bennett behind his back. Big jump stop to the baseline. Pushes one up. No, but he's fouled. And Bennett will go shoot a couple of free throws. Dayton Bennett.
This freshman has a lot of potential for the Bears. He's
fearless.
He's a little green yet, but he has a lot of potential. Going to be a good player for the Bears.
Free throw rims out. He'll get another. We'll talk to Coach Forrest after the game, so stick with us for that. And a reminder, three games next week. Do a Lady Bear game on Thursday night. Second free throw good. 57-33, 60 seconds to play from Ava. Swadesh in the front court. Grant Swadesh still out there. He'll hand it off. Now they work it into the corner. Three ball by Denny is good. Tristan Denny, the senior for Ava, off the bench with a nice three. Makes it 57-36. 35 seconds to play. Bennett hands it to Adams. Adams has to go off of his knee, but he's able to pick it up. Give it to Hunsucker. Hunsucker at the logo. Hands it off to Bennett. Bennett nearly goes back court, but he tips it, and it's saved by Ava. With 18 seconds in the paint, puts one up. No, but a foul coming with 16 seconds to play. Ava will shoot some free throws. Cash Collins at the line. Cash Collins got some playing time in this game in Sparta. Free throw is good. That was on Forrester. Second one is no good. Rebound by Richard, and he's tied up, gets it back, throws the top of the key. Three ball by Lobb is no good. Forrester, rather Hunsucker, with the rebound with five. Coach Forrest puts up the hand, and Adams will dribble it out. Bears from Willow get the win in Douglas County. Willow picks up a critical SCA win on the road. In a week of a couple of big road tests, Willow comes away 2-for-2 as they knock off Ava. 57-37 is your final. We'll come back and talk to Coach Forrest in 60 seconds. You're listening to Bear Basketball on KUKU.
Think about 2026, the work you will do, the places you will go, and the miles you will drive. A new Chevy or GMC truck from
First paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement. We're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Now, back to Willow Springs Bears Sports on KUKU 100.3.
Back in Ava, the Willow Bears win the rubber match between these two SBA rivals. It's been rare that Willow has been able to come to Ava and pick up a victory, but they do tonight. 57-37 was the final, a 20-point win for Willow. Bears now at 15-9 on the season, 4-1. In the SCA with two more SCA conference games to come, and the next one being on Tuesday. And we made Coach Forrest not only climb up here to see us, he had to walk through all the fans and, you know, the places they put us. You had to come to climb up the ladder in Salem. And anyway, we appreciate you coming up.
Yeah.
And rubber match between these two teams. And, you know, first thing you want to say is, well, heck, why didn't we do that the first two times, right?
Yeah, bad coaching.
Really, really good effort by your kids. Tonight they came here ready to play and got a big lead and kept it.
Yeah, you know, think about playing Ava. Riley's got them disciplined, and if you just, you know, the first two games we kind of let them play their tempo.
Yeah.
And you come down and you guard them for a minute and a half, and you know, they make a shot and it gets kind of tough. And so I just kind of decided this week, and talking to the guys and, you know, talking with Coach Colley, and I told him, I said, they're going to play our tempo. You know, we're going to junk them. We're going to try to run and jump. We're going to half-court trap, press a little bit. If we give up a layup, at least they're not running for a minute.
Right.
And it really got them trying to play our tempo and our game, and that worked in our favor. You know, we got them sped up, and we got them, then they threw it away. You know, if you come guard them in just a half-court, you know, they don't make any mistakes.
Right.
And just play. So that was the game plan that we worked on it the last 2 days. The guys executed it, executed it really well. And then, you know, really the way to guard them is play zone. But typically, you know, they'll stand out there and hold it. So there, when we got a little foul trouble, we had a big enough lead that they couldn't hold it. And then we went zone, and that was effective. And, you know, I'm proud of the guys. They had the day off today, but I made the varsity come in at 8:30 this morning so they wouldn't be in bed all day. And they came in and worked hard, and we got a big win tonight. I'll be honest. Is all I've been a part of the basketball program. I've never had a varsity win over here.
That's far, I mean, we can't remember what it's been a long time.
Yes, it is. But so that's great. We get a good win. We still, you know, keep ourselves in a chance.
Absolutely.
We got a tough team coming up Tuesday night at home, Mountain Grove. I mean, you don't look at their record
because
they are the same team that won the conference last year.
Yeah.
And you know, they're athletic as can be. And, you know, when they're on and playing well, they can beat anybody in Southwest Missouri, anybody. Solid blue and gold. And then when they're not, you know, they kind of stumbled around. We're going to have to play this one. We're going to take care of the ball and handle all their, you know, their traps everywhere, and just come out to Mumford. We got two more games at home and then districts. So just keep winning and give ourselves a shot and hope somebody, you got to hope somebody knocks off Liberty. Liberty's got Thayer and Salem both. So
yeah.
I think they play Salem tonight maybe. No, Thayer played Salem tonight. Liberty didn't, but give ourselves a chance.
Yeah. Opportunities are still there, and we don't normally talk about the JV game, but I have to mention that was quite a comeback by the JV kids tonight. That's a team that has struggled mightily at times, but they're improving, and that's a nice win.
You know, the JV's got some talent. They just haven't put it together yet. You know, we got a couple pretty good little freshman guards and some size and strength. It's just taking care of the ball and executing and knowing plays. But you know, they really battled back. Heck, I think it was me. I sat on the bench till third quarter, and I went to get ready for the game, and we were down like 15. I came back up, and we were almost tied. And then Dayton hit a big shot there. And there's not a kid that has more energy than Dayton Bennett. I mean, I'm telling you, he is. We call him the squirrel because that's how he lives life. He just runs around and just looks for something constantly. But he is. I'm pumped for him to hit that shot. And then I'll tell you what, the C team played first, and they got beat on a buzzer beater.
Oh.
And so, hey, good night.
Yeah,
someday
even
get a couple wins. Got the weekend coming. And big week next week. I mean, if you guys are
– lots of home games.
I mean, I think there's
– girls are home.
Girls are home Monday, Thursday, Friday. We're home Tuesday, Friday.
It'll be
a lot of good basketball. A lot of things going on. I'm excited. I love coaching these guys, and we're hopefully just getting ready for the run. So,
happy weekend at the Forest.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Appreciate
you guys.
Thanks, Larry.
Larry's back, so the Bears win in convincing fashion. 57-37 is the final, and we've got your post-game stat.
All right, here we go. Willow Springs Bears, first of all, on their scoring sheet. They're led by their senior, as usual, Kobe James, with 26 on the evening. One other player in double figures was Brady James with 10. Caden Lee almost made it. He had 9. 4 points for McGinnis, 4 for Frigga, 1 for Bennett, and 1 for Dean. And that was the scoring for the Bears. For the Bears from Ava, the Douglas County Bears, they had one player in double figures, and that was Pitts. He had 10. Brock Swadesh had 9 in the ball game. Then it was Harville with 4, Lobb with 4, Richards 2, Grant Swadesh with 2, 3 for Denny late in the ball game, 1 for Milton, and 1 for Collins. Team stats as we go. The Ava Bears out-rebounded the Willow Bears 24-20. Bears kind of made up for that in the second half. Turnovers, 15 for Ava. The Bears wound up with 12, but a lot of those came late in the ball game when the game was already decided. So big night for the Bears as they go to Ava and win. That's not happened in a while.
Good night. It'll be a happy bus trip back to Willow for the Maroon Bears. Bears go to 15-9 on the season, 4-1 in the SCA. And as we've mentioned, Tuesday night, big one for the Bears against the Mountain Grove Panthers. Join us there. And if you can't, tune in right here on KUKU. Thanks to Jack back in the studio. Larry Spence, I'm Marty Spence. Good night from Ava.
That's it for this link in the chain of Willow Springs Bear Sports. We thank you for listening and everyone who was involved in the making of this broadcast, which includes these sponsors: G&W Foods, Monarch Realty, MSU West Plains, West Plains Bank and Trust, Frigga Tire Service, Bailey Chevrolet and GMC, Cox Health Center in Willow Springs, Shelter Insurance Agent Robert Hollis, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, and Simmons Bank. For more information on sports from around the area, go online to OzarkRadioNews.com. For now, we'll get you back to the regular programming here on KUKU 100.3, your home of the Willow Springs Bears.